Hello, District 38, and welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, The Megaphone. I'm Chris Hulse, and I am the District 38 director. We've been busy here in Toastmasters District 38 recently, and we have a lot coming down the pike, as they say. So I want to talk to you about a few things I think you should know about. Right now, we are in the middle of round two of club officer training. So if you are listening to this podcast and you are a club officer, you should go to one of the many offerings of club officer training the district is having. To get credit as a club officer, you'll need to attend a core session and a concentration session. And I know there are definitely lots of places throughout the district where you can go join these educational sessions being brought to you by our very enthusiastic leaders. Best place to check out when and where by going to tmdistrict38.org and look under officer training for the schedule and available sessions. Also, something very exciting that will be happening in District 38 around the end of next summer is the Toastmasters International Convention. It's coming to town. Now, I mean, they could have picked anywhere in the world to have it, but guess what? They're having the international convention in District 38. A whole world full of Toastmasters will be coming to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from August 20th through the 23rd of 2025. And World Headquarters is looking for some volunteers to help put on the show. They have this program called Helping Hands, and you can be a part of it. And in doing that, World Headquarters will actually take some money off your ticket price to go to the convention. So if you're interested in volunteering, watch for the information either on our website, tmdistrict38.org, or the international website, toastmasters.org, and look up 2025 International Convention. If it's not up there already, it should be very soon. And the last thing I wanted to talk about before we get to our guest today will be our own annual district conference. It will be held in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, at the Alloy King of Prussia, a DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. And that'll be from April 25th through the 27th, 2025. And we will have our speakers announced very soon. I think you'll be impressed by who we're going to have. So, watch out for tickets to go on sale soon. So, one of the things we wanted to do this year in having a district podcast was to create a platform for our Toastmasters in District 38 to share their voice, their story, their journey, and in doing so, potentially inspire others. There are a lot of you out there who have interesting stories behind what led you to Toastmasters and what makes you stay. And today, I'm honored to have one of our inspiring voices talking to me. I would like to introduce Phong Tran from Mainline Speaks, a Toastmasters club based out of Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, which sits right next to Philadelphia. Literally, US Route 1 cuts between the city and Bala Cynwyd. And Phong is currently a third-year PhD student in neuroscience at Drexel University. Prior to that, he had a 15-year career in healthcare IT, progressing from being a systems analyst up to a manager. He's been in Toastmasters a little over a year. He grew up in New Orleans, then made Baltimore his home, and now he's in Philly for school. Well, welcome to the Megaphone, Fong.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Certainly. So I had spoken to Melvina Davis, who was the club president of Mainline Speaks last year when you joined. And she said she has seen you grown immensely from the time you started up to now. So let me ask you, how did you feel about public speaking or even speaking to strangers prior to joining Toastmasters?
I was terrified of public speaking. I had a lot of exposure therapy that forced me to do it, but I still was absolutely terrified of it. And I had trouble ordering pizza even and wouldn't, go up and talk to people or anything. So that was not comfortable at all with public speaking.
Well, I don't think you're alone in what you spoke of. I know of many people that don't like picking up the phone. But so being that's the case, what initially drew you to Toastmasters the very first time?
So I've actually heard about Toastmasters. The first time I heard about it was 20 years ago. And at that time I had started a PhD program and left because one of the things I was terrified about was public speaking and presentation. That made up such a core part of the PhD program. I was also too afraid to go to a Toastmasters. And over the years, I keep on hearing people say Toastmasters, Toastmasters, and I had a former coworker say Toastmasters is great, and I looked up the Philly one. I decided to go basically 15 minutes before the meeting. That was how long it took me to get to the meeting to drive there. I just
Wow.
went.
It almost sounds like you want to give yourself too much wiggle room to maybe get out of it. It's just like, hey, I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna jump in with both feet. So what caused you to join Toastmasters as a member? Was it something to do with the experience at that first meeting, or did you wait a few meetings, or what did you kind of what was your thought process about joining?
So, I mean, I knew that I had to improve my public speaking skills, and the people at Mainline Speaks were why I joined. I don't know if I filled out the paperwork that night or later night, but I decided that I wanted to join that night. I remember Melvina during Table Topics just looking right at me and basically voluntelling me for Table Topics. And I got up, did the little speech about a pen, and it was just such a supportive environment. And I know I'm a person that needs a little bit of voluntelling. Someone who just can see that I'm ready, that I can go just with a little bit of support. So that's why I decided on joining.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, so then you became a member. Can you tell me what was or must have been, if you can remember, what was going through your mind as you prepared to give your first speech at a club meeting? Because I think for a lot of people, it's that icebreaker, it's that first speech that is sometimes the hardest one to give because it's the first time you're really doing it. So tell me about what was going through your mind?
So I joined in October, and I was thinking, let me get a few months, a few more months in before I do an icebreaker. The VP of education of my club, Shiraz, said that she was doing an icebreaker contest in December, and she's actually one of the best voluntellers and has been great for me. She said, "You're ready, do it." And so that's what I needed. I needed that little push. And I wrote my speech and all that, got to the meeting, super nervous. I went up to Shiraz, was like, "Why did I agree to this?" And that was basically kind of what went through my mind as I kind of waited till the time of doing the icebreaker. It's like, "Why did I agree to this? I could have waited for a bit longer."
But I'm betting once you did it, you were glad you did it because not only was it over, a lot of the anxiety is in the anticipation, but you're basically ahead of the game by that point. So in sometimes I think people struggle not only getting up to give the speech. I've heard people say, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know how to prepare. So, did others help you out as you prepared for either your first speech or some of your first few speeches? Kind of, can you take me through like how you prepared for the speech?
I didn't seek out help. I was pretty busy with my PhD program, so I put my speech together. But I look on the Toastmasters website, both the club website and the international website, to see the type of things that people talk about and the ideas for that. I did talk to the club officers, who, very encouraging, saying, just talk about you. And you know yourself. And with that encouragement, that allowed me to write my speech and give it.
Okay. So how do you think you've grown since first becoming a Toastmaster?
I have grown tremendously. It has been a transformative experience.
Cool.
Even, I think it was, I had only been to three meetings, and then I had a presentation in my PhD program. And I will say that those three meetings made a huge difference on how, on my presentation skills. And I didn't even speak other than that table topics in those three meetings. It was just being there listening that, really ratcheted up my skills. And I recently passed a major milestone in my PhD program, like qualifying exams, which was a written document and also a presentation. And my committee said that was an excellent presentation. You were on time, you were clear, and you didn't look nervous or anything. So that is like way far from not ordering pizza. To doing that presentation.
That is some awesome feedback. So in your opinion, what do you think is the best way to potentially help a new member? Like maybe you've seen new members come into the club after you joined. So in your opinion, what's the best way to potentially help a new member, either coming into the club or needing direction and help? Have you experienced that?
So when I talk to a new member, I share my experience, and I also suggest that they talk to the club officers and tell them the goal of their goals in as far as advancing in public speaking. I had told the VP of Education in my club, Shiraz, that I had this big presentation coming up, and she helped me set up and schedule all the speeches, and that, kind of gave me, that set me, in a good spot for doing my presentation.
So it sounds like you were very busy with your PhD program. Have you ever considered taking on an officer role in your club? Like, and what are your thoughts about it?
I definitely have considered it. I actually went to one of the club officer trainings, even though I wasn't a club officer. And I am would be very happy to be able to have an opportunity to be a club officer, because Toastmasters has given me so much in just a short amount of time that I definitely want to give back to it.
That's great to hear, and that's exactly what we hope for in when we bring people into the responsibility of being club officer is, a lot of people say that they get so much out of it, they want to give back to others through being an officer. So that's great to hear you say that. I was going to ask how Toastmasters affected you in going to school, and it sounds like you definitely gave an example there. Has it helped you in your personal life
Well, I can go and order pizza easily and
at all?
save
That's
on the online, fees for delivery and things from going through those apps.
true. That's true. That's hey, that's a great milestone. And I know that when we met last year, it was your first experience coming to a Toastmasters district conference. What did you think of the conference overall? And if you could tell me what your favorite thing was that you experienced during the conference.
So I very much enjoyed the conference. I had expected to be to have my introvert battery just totally depleted with the conference, with being around so many people. But for the first time, I was energized and being around a lot of people, and I wanted to continue talking. And this might sound a little strange, but the thing that I got the most out of the conference was how public speaking is not just about speaking. It is about listening and really paying attention to the audience. And I think that's why my battery didn't get depleted, because people were so attuned to what I was saying, how much energy I had. So they would kind of give me space if they saw me kind of flagging, but then engage me, if I just thought I was uncomfortable and just needed a little, nudge to, talk more. Everyone just seemed to know it. And as I kind of been through more meetings and experience going through different roles and everything of Toastmasters, I see how that kind of happened, how that growth in not just speaking, but to see other people and how important that is to be a good speaker.
Absolutely. I've experienced exactly what you described, and it is. It's like a give and take. It's you connect with people that have probably gone through something very similar to what you've gone through, and it's not just about coming at you talking about it. It's the, hearing your side of it, hearing your story. I know for me that is what keeps me in Toastmasters is connecting with different people. And when you think you've heard every version of every story, you haven't, because everybody's experience is unique. And that's one of the cool things about meeting Toastmasters time after time. What do you think your Toastmaster future holds? Any plans or goals that you have in mind?
I want to get a DTM. I want to pair that DTM with my PhD. Those are
That's
the
awesome.
timeline.
And it's definitely doable. I have a DTM, and I never, I don't know, they're not easy to get, I'll say that, but they are well worth it, because the experience of giving all those speeches and the things that you need to do, different leadership experiences, and yeah, it's well worth it. And like you said, if you get it around the same time as your PhD, maybe it'll make the PhD even that much better, because you'll have both these things you've worked hard for. So that's awesome. I definitely support you in your goal there, and any way that we can help you, that the district can help you get there, get your DTM, we will do what we can. So my last question, because I know a lot of people probably go through this too. If you encountered someone who's maybe on the fence about joining Toastmasters, what would you say to them? And if you want to elicit some things from your own personal journey, but if someone was on the fence, not sure if they wanted to join, what would you say to them?
I would say again that it's been a transformative experience for me. I wish I had done it 20 years ago when I first heard about Toastmasters. Maybe I would have gotten a PhD 20 years earlier if that was the case. And there's a lot that you can learn and grow from it. And if visit multiple clubs and find the one that fits is another thing I'd say, and just try it out.
That's great advice. There's definitely a lot of clubs out there. Some are in person, some are virtual, some are a little bit of both. We call them hybrid. And the best way to find those clubs are either go to our district website, tmdistrict38.org, or go to toastmasters.org and click on find a club. But it was really a pleasure getting to know you a little better, Fong. Thank you for being a part of our podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Chris. This has been a great opportunity. I felt Toastmasters gave me a voice, and now you're amplifying that, and I hope that this would help other Toastmasters or people who want to join Toastmasters.
Absolutely. I definitely think it will. And with that, that's a wrap on episode 2 of the Megaphone. And if you or someone in your club would like to be one of the voices on a future episode of the Megaphone so that you or they can share their voice with the world and also take their public speaking experience to the next level by being on a podcast, please let us know. Send an email to the District Trio at top3, and that's the number 3, top3@tmdistrict38.org. That's top3@tmdistrict38.org. This has been Chris Hulse, your district director. And until next time, remember, you have a voice, so use it. And if you want to project it, grab the megaphone. So long.